have not become a patron of the Geocache Talk Network, what are you waiting for? Patron levels start as low as a bison tube level at $3 a month. The sign up is easy. Simply go to the Geocache Talk website and click on the Become a Patron button or go to patreon.com/geocachetalk. Patrons now get the famous blackout coin, invites to special events, and other really great items throughout the year. Become a patron today. Have you subscribed to FTF Magazine yet? FTF Magazine is the number one geocaching magazine available. It is a quarterly magazine that you can be part of. Submit your geocaching milestones and adventures to be published. FTF Magazine is also interactive with puzzles to solve and the hunt to find Spartacus. If you can solve the puzzle or find Spartacus, then you will be entered in to win a special pack tag. Every new subscription, you will receive a special swag pack. Subscribing is easy. Just visit FTF's website, ftfgeo.com. Don't miss out and subscribe today.
Logwork, the creators of the fantastic logbook, made with genuine write-in-the-rain paper, the logbook's designed for the micro-containers of the present and future, geared towards the hider who'd rather go caching than doing cache maintenance. Find them at logwork.com, that's logwerk.com.
Oh, hey, we're on. Hey.
We're live.
This is it. All right. Hey, everybody. It is time for Puzzle Talk, the geocaching puzzle podcast brought to you by the Geocache Talk Network. And here's my co-host, the marine biologist, Tom.
That day I was a marine biologist.
Oh, man. And the chat room is already blowing up. I can see we've got Iowa in here. Washington is here. Darren from Australia is here. Good day, sir. It is we're good to see you. Let's see. Arkansas is here. The Pizza Ninja. He's from New York. He's here in the show. So, hey, good to see everybody. And we're glad to get started. This is a puzzle podcast show today about nothing, right, Tom?
Ain't nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. All right, time to go. See you later. I can do that because I'm in control of the mouse tonight. All right, let's see. What do we got? Man, there's a lot of stuff happening right now. So let's jump into some news, yeah?
Yeah.
Take it away, sir. We'll let you do the first and the third one.
First,
I'll do the middle one.
Per the show notes. For the show notes. Okay.
You know, the ones that we wrote.
The one and three. Okay. I have to go back and look. Okay. So if you haven't put your will of 10, let me get back where I can see what I'm doing. If you haven't put your will of 10 for Cache Fest in Oklahoma, hurry up. Get your will of 10 so we can see you there. Go see us. Don't go to Gadget Cache or Challenge or Gadget Talk or Challenge Talk. Come see us.
That's right. We're not biased or anything.
Nah. And have you started making puzzles yet for that, or you just got ideas in your head?
I got ideas.
You haven't even got idea that far.
I'm not gonna lie. I haven't even got that far. But based off of last year's feedback that we got, we need to have a theme for our puzzles, and so we need to sit down and have.
I thought we had that.
Something more than nothing. Did we? Did we decide on something and I don't remember it? It could have happened.
I think we did.
I've had a cocktail and a nap since then.
Yeah, so I haven't had enough cocktails. I haven't had enough naps either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So get your will of 10 in for Cache Fest Oklahoma. It's going to be a good time. We're getting the band back together, so to say. And, it'll be a good time. So if you're available, log a will of 10. We hope to see you there. If you don't make it, you're going to miss out on a heck of a party.
And be sure to look for Puzzle Caches by Cash Sleuth, because he's got some good ones.
He does have a lot of good ones there in the greater Oklahoma City area. I actually found a couple of his caches when I was there for a work trip. So you can't work all the time, and when you're not, you go geocaching. So, all right. So if you haven't heard it yet, you're fixing to hear it for the first time. I believe we're the first podcast that gets to like put this news out there. It's all over social media if you haven't seen it. But this coming October is going to be the last year of going caching. So in honor of that, I'm wearing my Going Caching 2023 shirt from last year. But if you have never made it to this event, it is a phenomenal good time. Highly encourage you to make the pilgrimage down to Rome, Georgia for the very last Going Caching mega event. They are going to retire it and move on to bigger and better ammo cans in the woods. And so if you've never attended, I highly encourage you clear your calendar for that week in October and just go, because it'll be a good time.
And I probably won't get to go. So I'm glad I went last year for part of it. But I would say, even if you don't buy into the puzzle stuff, you know, and because that's some pretty involved stuff, that the puzzle thing they got.
That's,
even if you don't go, you're still going to have a great time. And the town's cool.
Yeah, Rome's got a lot of good things to see. We didn't get near enough geocaching done. We were off trying to run and grab counties. But there are a ton of caches in that town that have well over 300 favorite points on it. So, you know, if, you know, there are a lot of good quality caches, but of course they've had a mega event in that town for, you know, going on the last 10 years. And so, some of these caches have a lot of good favorite points for very good reasons. So get out there. And if you are available, hit it up. There's plenty of advance notice now to get out there. They announced what the theme was, but I missed it. So
don't get me to lie.
In the announcement that Going Caching made on their social media accounts, they listed it's Carmen something something in the ammo cans, or I don't know.
Oh, so it sounds like musically inclined.
So, but Going Caching, this is the absolute last year of Going Caching. So if you have not attended in the past and you've heard all of the hype and you want to get in on it, this may be the year. And who knows, with this much notice and as big as that has become, that could easily, they have plenty of time for that to easily become a giga event with enough people. So, hey, I'm just saying, if you're going to be in the area, might be worth it to check it out. So that this is going to be the last year of Going Caching. It'll be sad to see it go, but hopefully that leaves some breath of fresh air and a blank space on the map, so that somebody can come in and bring something else more to you know, to the stage and into the game board. So hats off to the Going Caching crew for a phenomenal run of outstanding mega events. We'll be sad to see it go, but totally understand that you know, when it's time to go, it's time to go, and go out on a high spot. So hope to see you guys there if you're available and whatnot. So, all right, last thing in the news, and then we'll jump right into Are we going to call it the meat and potatoes? There's not a whole lot there for a show about nothing.
There's a whole lot of soup, but with a whole lot of nothing in it.
All right. Talk to us about Operation Worldwide Cash Hide, Tom.
I got hit up got invited to do Operation Worldwide Cash Hide. And the link for the thing's in the show notes. So I'm just going to tell you the real short of it. They want you to hide a cache that will publish at 8 a.m. your time on Sunday, April 28th for National Superhero Day. And they want superhero-themed caches. They don't want, like, pill bottles under a lamppost. Make something cool. And for us, I'm challenging you to make some kind of puzzle version of a cache, not just a traditional. Make some puzzle stuff, like I don't know, because I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet. I haven't even figured out what superhero I'm going to use. But take a look at it in the show notes. There's a link. There's a whole page to this thing. And do something cool. That's all there is about that.
All right, good. I actually solved a superhero puzzle cache when I was in Japan that was about one of the Japanese superheroes that they have over there that was it Zero? But they have multiple different versions of Zero, and so you had to, or Ultraman, it was Ultraman. There are different versions of Ultraman, and so you had to figure out which version of Ultraman it was, and then use that number of what number he was in to figure out the coordinates. So, there are plenty of already good ideas out there, so if you need some, consult your local geocaching search feature and find some superhero themed things to maybe come up with an idea for something if you're on the fence about it. But we hope to see a bunch of new geocaches published that are superhero themed, and would tickle us pink if you could get one that was a puzzle published. So there we have it.
So you said superhero named Zero. Did you find a puzzle cache about Zero?
No, it was a Ultraman. I did say Zero, but it wasn't his. I was drawing a blank.
Because Zero would have been good for this show too. Because nothing.
That's nothing. That's right. That's nothing. All right. Well, jumping into tonight's show, we're going to give you a couple of, we've got four geocaches that we're going to highlight tonight. We're going to walk through how to solve them and whatnot. So I think all four of these kind of get solved the same way, but you can get down in the weeds about some of this stuff. So, Don't fret when you look at some of these puzzles in their 3 or 4 star difficulties. It's like that for a reason, but we're going to help you and give you the tips and tricks you need to solve these puzzles and turn them from 4 star puzzles into 1 star puzzles for you.
When you say solve the same way, you mean you look at it, you scratch your head, and then you go get a beer?
And while you're coming back from the refrigerator, you call a friend and say, "Hey, have you looked at this one yet?
You know how to do this? I don't know how to do this."
That's right. All right. So the first one we are going to look at is this TPILB0 Mid-South. Let me see if I can blow this up. I'm using my kid's account for this because I already have 3 of these 4 solved. And so I didn't want to give away, I have extensive notes in the notes field. And so I didn't want to give any of that away. So when you look at this, and you notice that this is not my name up here in the upper right hand corner, fear not, that's my kid's account. All right, so this is TPILB0. We'll see if anybody in the chat room can figure out what TPILB stands for. TPILB is an acronym for something. And we'll see if somebody in the chat room can figure it out. While they are doing that, we're going to scroll down. This one is outside of Tennessee, where we had CashFest at this last year and published in 2022, but it's only got four finders, two favorite points. It is been correctly solved 16 times per the certitude, and 287 wrong answers submitted. So there we go. There is the correct answer. This page intentionally left blank. If you've read enough government documents, then you kind of know what that means. But this page intentionally left blank. And that's exactly what this thing is. There you go. That's what you get on the cash page. That's it. There you have it. And when you do this, like, there's no hidden text. There's no white text on the page. There's no any of that. So there's nothing hidden there. There's nothing in the additional hints. There's nothing there in white paint or white text. So it's just one of those. There's nothing here. So to solve this, you have to go to look at the source code, and the source code gives you the answer. So for those people who don't know, if you just right click anywhere on the page, and then you can come up here to, it doesn't even show it on there. Right click on the page and then go to view page source, or you can hit the control and the U key, the letter U. So control U or right click on it and go to view page source. I guess we skip some of this, and that's my bad. I'm usually on top of this and apparently I'm slacking today. There is a link to the GC code for this, but it is for our audio listeners. It's GC9HV34. And it is called TPILB0 Mid-South. This cash owner has a bunch up in New York. We'll look at one of his from New York as well, which will be the fourth puzzle that we'll look at. But this one is TPILB0 Mid-South down in Tennessee. So let me unshare this. Dun, 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 dun. And then I need to share the source code page. Boom. And add to screen. All right. So here is your source code. When you come up here to the and view the source code from the beginning, you'll be up here. And if you hit Control F, which is the find feature, and type in user SU, those letters only happen two times, and they happen back-to-back times right here. So user supplied content, and then right here on line 506, user supplied content. So I like this one. This one gives a great red herring, because here is the user supplied stuff. Here is the link to certitude. And so right below the certitude, you have this. So the less than symbol and the exclamation point and the two hyphens are HTML for invisible ink. And so you have to run all of this down. So if you highlight all of that, you'll see that the spaces that he has hidden in the page are illuminated. So you can see that between here and the next line down are the little blue lines don't match up, right? One's out further than the other. And so that all means something, but he's given you, he says, choose wisely. So he's given you two sets of coordinates in here. This that's on line 514 and these that are on line 517. And if you put either one of those coordinates into the certitude checker, they're both wrong. Neither one of those are right. So it's a great red herring the way that he's done that. And that's probably helps account for why there are so many incorrect answers in the certitude for this puzzle. But we will tell you that if you highlight this and you count the spaces, you will then get to the correct answer. So if you were looking at the beginning coordinates, it's north 35 and west 090. And so this is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, all right, 10 to 25. So, yeah, so that gives you all of your coordinates are from line 510 to line 524. So those are your north 35, right? So if you count the spaces, the other thing you can do is you can copy this and then go over into Word and paste it into Word. And then you can move your cursor over with the arrow buttons and push over until it drops down a line. And you count how many times you push the arrow key to the right before it drops down to the next line. And that's how many spaces are in the puzzle.
Yeah, I don't know why I had how to solve it in my notes, but apparently I didn't solve it. And I don't know why. I don't know why. But I'm going to do it now.
Yeah. So if you're north 35, something, 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 west 0, this is 90, and then this is going to either be 1 or 2, you know, what is it going to be? 1, 7? No, 0, 3. We know that this is going to be 9 because this sticks out the same distance as this one. But you've got to count the spaces between the words and after the words, and the spaces in between the numbers in the coordinates and then at the end of the coordinates. So it gets tricky. There's a way to copy this and put it into Word, or if you can figure out, it's hard with this one. It's easier with the one that we'll show you at the very end. It's a little more difficult with this one because you have to count the spaces that are in between the numbers. for this and at the end. So this one is a little more complicated, but that is how you go about solving it. You just come in here and highlight all of this and then have to figure out how to count the spaces. But the fact that these two lines at the top, 511 and 512, don't match up and they both have zero content in them is one of those ways. Line 518 we know is going to be 9 because the coordinates are 090. And whatnot. So you've got to go through and you can either copy and paste this into Word and do it that way. Or if you can figure out some of this, it's not as easy doing it that way because he's got letters and you have to count the spaces behind the letters.
Woo-hoo. I did it in Word, just solved it.
Did you? Okay. Yeah. You wanna share your screen?
No.
No. Give everything away? Oh, give everything away. So there you go. So Tom solved it now. I emailed him and some other friends that were in Tennessee at the time, the corrected coordinates after I had solved it and whatnot. So he had corrected coordinates, but didn't know how to solve it. So Word is the way to go.
I didn't even have the corrected coordinates. I had how to solve it in my thing, but I didn't.
Oh, you didn't even have corrected coordinates.
Well, I didn't have corrected coordinates.
We know who to blame for that.
Yeah, me.
All right, so we'll jump out of that one and we'll jump into the next one, which is called
blank.
It's just blank.
It's just blank, except for it's not.
Except
it is, it is, but it's not.
Okay, so the GC code is put in the chat for those. For our audio listeners, it's GC2BYAY. The cache is called blank. And this one, this is a 5-5, Tom.
Well, yeah, because it's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
But it does have 66 finders. So, and 19 favorite points. So it gets some, even though it's a micro in Bexar County, Texas. Yeah. So,
Bexar.
Let's see. So we'll scroll down and it says, this cache is not at the posted coordinates. If you have not solved this puzzle, do not log it. This is our first attempt to give everyone in the area a chance to get the elusive 5-5 cache. As many of you know, food has some serious back problems. This one took the whole family to place. Food did the driving and the setup. Miss Food and JJ Food trekked to the coordinates, and finally JJ Food swam to the final placement. It took everything we had to reach the final, and he had to rest for quite some time before returning. Please make sure you have ample time before starting this cache. Good luck. And so that's what the text on the cache page says. And then there's a cute little signal, the frog. And then this one, I like the additional hint. The additional hint reads, please note that this is a 5-5 cache, the most difficult in the caching world. Geocaching is a sport. And with any sport, please check with your doctor to see if you are able to do this most difficult cache. Please give yourself ample time to finish the final stage. We do not recommend starting at 2:47. Any other time should be just fine. Be careful out there. Now, I'm not going to say that this cache page is full of red herrings. but I have a feeling that not everything in this cash page is written to truth. Am I accurate?
Yeah. JJ Swim was a swimmer, though. He was fast.
All right. So, Tom, walk us through this one. What do we need to do?
Well, let's go through all the obvious stuff. First, you highlight the cash page. Is there anything there?
There's a bunch of dashes that show up above signal.
You know what? I don't know that I ever noticed that.
And then signal's there, and there are a bunch of dashes under signal.
GCRM. I have no idea what that is.
And it is a hyperlink. And so if you click on it, it says that you're going to go away from geocaching.com. And we're going to click OK. And the Geocache Rescue Mission Cooperative. And so this takes us to something that I don't think has anything to do with the cache page.
No. So let's go back.
All right. So let's go back. So there's you a red herring, the GCRM. It has nothing to do with the cache page. It's something else with the game that is being played. Okay.
Where do you go next? Source code.
Source code. All right. Wait, no, that's not what I want. Cancel. Here. Oh, did you notice that?
I did not. What happens there?
Where does that take us? To a blank page. Well, kind of a blank page. There's something up here.
I don't know what that is. Seriously, okay. Don't.
So maybe some of this that is URL related that you can see in this, right? So you see that there are, this is a hyperlink, whatever these spaces are, that take you to a blank page of some sort. But we're gonna do as Tom suggests and view the page source. So let me remove this page. And then share the page source. And then in this, we're going to go control, find, and user supplied content.
I think you just showed me another way to solve this puzzle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It could be.
Maybe. I'll know when we see the source code. At least I think.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, because the hyperlink's going to be in the source code. So here's the beginning of the user supplied content. This cache is not at the posted coordinates. And then this Chesterfields.net is the,
but you're not sharing the source code.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
There we go. So there's our user supplied content. And then right here is this cache is not at the posted coordinates. If you have not solved this puzzle, do not log it, right? And then there was that picture, and that is this. And then below that is more user supplied. So here's the gcrm.geocacher.com little bus that was at the very bottom. So now this stuff right here is what we're left with. These are this is what is what the hyperlink is that we can get to. One of them is a geocaching.thechesterfields.net/blank.jpg. Yep, the Chesterfields.
Yeah, keep going over.
Oh, so here you got only the key will open the PDF file. So there's a PDF file.
But look, you just keep seeing all these blank links to this blank picture.
Yep, blank, 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 blank.html. And the same thing, only the key will open the PDF file. So this is a blank.jpg and this is a blank.html.
Well, one's the image and the other's the source.
That's right. So each one of those little dashes is a link to this. So do we need to keep going over in the source code?
And it just keeps going. It keeps repeating.
Yeah.
And you barely even scrolled across.
I know. You look at that. I've got all of this to scroll just to get on those two lines in the source code. All right. So is scrolling all the way over going to get me something?
No. But. Somewhere in that scrolled over, one of those has got the answer.
Just one of them.
One of those blanks is not like the other. And that's a lot of blanks to look at. What if you zoomed out just a little bit, or can you zoom out a bit? Okay, that's probably good enough. And then go up to the top, scroll all the way up to the top, and then just start searching blank. So there it shows up. Where's the next one?
There are only 2,807 words blank in the HTML code.
Ooh, maybe that's not the way to do this, but I don't want to totally give it away. How could you make blank, spell blank and make it look a little different?
Yeah, because some of these are capital letters and some of them are not capital letters. But I have a feeling that whatever we're looking for is in the user supplied source code.
It's in the user supplied source code.
Okay.
So if you start there, I guess you can click in that and then start searching blank. And it'll start there, won't it?
No. But we're looking for something
different.
Like blank, but isn't blank.
Yeah. Think about how people spell on license plates.
Oh, it would be like an 8 for the B.
Except for not an 8 for the B.
Oh.
And there's not much you can do with an A in or a K. What looks like an L?
A 7.
A 1.
A 1. Oh. So Let's see if we do this. B1ANK. Aha. So there you go. So this one's different.
Let's see. Do you open that or do you open the JPEG?
Let me show you. So if you click on that, let me stop sharing that. Let me start sharing what came up. This. So I got this. Only the key will open the PDF file, but then there's a key ring. There are all these keys, Tom.
Yeah. Gonna have to figure it out from there.
Yep. I like it. It's hidden in plain sight.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of blanks to have to go through to figure this out. But once you're here, you know.
Once you're here, then you got to scratch your head some more.
Yeah.
Let's see. Did I? No, I think I was second to find on this one. Yeah. Da, 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 da. Yep, I was second.
But this is what you're looking for. And then once you get here and decipher this, we'll put you on the correct track.
Yeah. Try opening the PDF.
Password required. This document is password protected. Please enter a password.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let me see. I don't know if it'll show that. Yeah. So this is what happens when you click on the PDF image that was at the very top of the page, is you got to come up with a password. Thankfully, this isn't one of the vault keys. You know, because some people would be mad if we made it a vault key like this.
Come back in 2 years when it's opened.
You're right. Yeah. So, yeah, when you click on the PDF file, it brings up that other page. And so,
I got to find out if I remember. Because I don't, let's see, like, yep. Okay. I did write in the notes. Password's exactly what I think it is. This is one of those ones that just, yeah. I don't want to take all the fun away.
Oh, well, both of the things that I tried just now were not it. So.
Not it, huh?
Not it. All right, so let's see.
Canis Minor Cacher says try key 247 with the space in between.
Oh, I already closed it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that won't open it. Darren says he got it.
Darren got it. There you go, Darren. That's what I'm talking about. Scrolling in here.
And that was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah. All right, so this one is the next cache that we're going to show is in the greater Dallas area. It is a cache by a guy that we have gone caching with on several occasions, OMR, and it is a difficulty 4.5 terrain 2. It is GC95WGN. The link is in the chat room. And share screen, empty spaces. Dump. Add to screen, and then let's blow this up. Okay. So this one has 16 finders, and that's it. This is only my third. So this is the cache description. This is only my third puzzle cache. The other two were named after Pink Floyd songs. So why stop now? Yeah, I'm a bit of a fan. And so the lyrics are, what shall we use to fill the empty spaces where we used to talk? How shall I fill the final places? How should I complete the wall? Complete the wall. This one has 81 incorrect answers and 19 correct answers in the certitude, and has 16 finders. So not very many correct answers here, but Tom, let me see if I can pull up Word while we're doing this, and we'll kind of walk through how to do this one. So walk us through this, and then I'll copy and paste stuff into Word, and we'll see if we can figure it out.
Well, there's a highlight the cache page there. See if you see anything. Don't see anything.
I don't see anything. And there's nothing in the additional hints. There's nothing here. There's no hidden white text on the page.
Nope.
Okay.
Look at the source code.
So step two is control U and look at the source code. So let me drop the cache page out. And then I will share the source code for this. Okay, and so if we go control F and put user SU, there we go, user supplied content. And so when you look at this, you have a paragraph marker and he has a bunch of breaks. What shall we use to fill the empty spaces break? And so he's got some page breaks in here and the end of a paragraph. And so not too terrible. So there's the link to the certitude.
Scroll over to the right, but there's nothing really over there.
No, this is the end of it. So there's nothing really, not like the last one that had a bunch of images on it, but so there's not a whole lot here to use. So now we're looking for nothing.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
How do you find nothing, Tom?
Well, do you want to do it from here or do you want to do it from the cache page? Doesn't matter, I guess.
No, I don't guess it matters. So let's see, where do we need to start at? Right here where it says, what shall we use?
Let's see, where to... what shall we use? Start there and highlight all the way down to the whole thing there. Yeah, take all that.
All right, we're going to copy that. And then we're going to paste it into a Word document, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so let me...
this is all we're going to see, right?
Well, we'll find out, right? Like, isn't that the whole part of looking for nothing? Like, we're supposed to find...
Something?
All right.
But there was nothing there.
Okay, let me share screen. Bump. I guess I could let's see. Document one. Let's see if this will work. Let me see if I can blow this up for us. All right, so that's all I did was copy the HTML and put paste in here.
And I don't see nothing.
I don't see anything more than what I copied.
So hit the little paragraph thing that shows all the spaces and all that stuff.
Okay, so for those who don't know, up here on the ribbon in the paragraph section, there's a funny looking little symbol in the upper right hand corner that looks like maybe a music note or a backwards P with a big funny hoop on it. Let's see if I can. Oh well, all that's going to do is blow this up. But it's this little symbol right here. And I know that's hard to see, but when you hover over it, it says show/hide. If you hit control plus the asterisk key, it will show paragraph marks and other hidden formatting symbols. This is especially useful for advanced layout tasks or geocaching puzzles. And so if you click on this button, it will show. But hey, what is all of that mess?
Where'd that come from?
Well, I hit the button you told me to hit. It looks like this symbol right here. It's a backwards P with a stick on it. All right, so that is what shows up when you hit that. If you look in between each word, there is a dot. There's just a single dot in between every single word. And then you end up with this crazy monstrosity right here in the middle of the page. Just a bunch of little square looking things.
So blow that up real big.
All right, let's see if we can. Okay. That's what I got. And then whatever this is all like jumbled together. Like it's a bunch of letters stacked on top of each other.
That's what it is. It's the sentence that was there.
Oh, okay.
So what if you made your columns wider? Or at least on that one row.
Like how?
Like go over to the right where the little circle thing is. I think I don't remember if you can grab it from there and go, or you have to go up to the top and you don't have the little, what's that other thing you can turn on that that shows your tabs and all that other stuff? You don't have that turned on yours.
No, I don't.
Where do you turn that on? Not under, it's either under review or view. I don't remember.
Okay. What am I looking for? Hide ink?
The thing that turns on the ruler and stuff, and then it shows where the tabs are, and then you can move your tabs.
Oh, in the layout?
Is it in the layout?
Do I want to view grid lines? This?
You can do it with that, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
And drag your other one the other way.
All right. So now I have a bunch of rectangles with other little rectangles inside them.
That aren't all quite the same. It's kind of hard to see in there.
They're not. Some of the inner rectangles are slightly smaller than others. The ones on the end are solid filled rectangles. And then you got two big wide ones. And then the rest of them are pretty narrow. And then you get this thing that highlights pink when I hover over it.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Oh, okay. And then at the very end, you got a couple of thicker ones, and then you got a solid one at the end again.
If you zoom in some more.
That's as far as it's going to let me zoom in.
Okay. Well, they're not all the same, and I don't remember what I how did I change. I probably did some symbol or change that font to a symbol or something.
Didn't we do it to Wingdings?
We might have done it to Wingdings.
Because we were talking about this last night. So let's see if we change the font to...
Well, that's weird. You had it highlighted and then it went away.
So there's Wingdings. Yeah. And so you can see where now I'm getting some funny symbols. And then there's Wingdings 2. And there's Wingdings 3. That's Webdings. But obviously the point to this is that these are not all, they're not, there's something else hidden inside this.
Can you delete that first column?
What, this stuff?
That whole column.
No.
Yeah, highlighted again and right click. No, the column. Now right click, and it should say delete column, I thought.
Gotta delete rows.
Well,
no, that's not
the one. Oh, no. Huh.
There we go. We'll just cut.
There we go. Well, all you care about is that middle thing there.
So if we do...
Okay. Isn't there a thing, convert table to text?
I'm sure there probably is.
That might do it. I don't remember, but that might help.
Insert table of figures, insert text. Insert table of authorities.
What if you highlight all that stuff in the thing there and just cut and paste it outside the table? Well, let you do that.
Hang on just a second. No. Oh, and now I lost all of the little thing copies.
We got somewhere. So let's just say all those blank spaces aren't the same, and you just got to the next layer of the puzzle. And I forget what you call those kind of blanks.
Yeah, so we want just the blanks. Cut. File, new, blank document.
They're not letting you do anything, is it?
Yeah, it is not. Mine does not like whatever this is. My word does not.
Well, let's just say you found something that got you to the next step. Mm-hmm. And all those blank spaces that you couldn't see them on the cache page. You couldn't even see them in the source code, but they were there because they're in the Word file. You do something with those.
Okay.
That'll take you somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully to woohoo in the certitude checker.
Yeah.
Oh, there Darren was telling us it's view ruler.
Yeah. I always have that turned on mine, so it's one of the things that's always on, so I couldn't remember where it was.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if I put that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we'll get off of this one, and then we're going to go back to a cache by B2Pi. This is the last one of the night that we're going to look at, but it is the is probably going to be one of the easier ones to solve. So for our audio listeners, it's GC77AVY and present share screen. All right, so again, if you look at it, this page intentionally left blank zero, which means
this is how can you write that on a page and then claim that it's blank?
Right. Well,
that's a government for you.
This one is in the Bronx in New York. This one has 33 correct solutions. Mine, I have two of them because I solved it and then I went back and solved it a second time in certitude with my name displayed so that it would update the cache page for me when I did it. So, but 387 incorrect answers. And so when you highlight the cache page, like the other one, there's nothing here. This is funny. Look, did you see this? I'll have to go back in the cache page and look. If you click on the signal in that last cache page, you get Amazon's Geocaching for Dummies book.
That was on blank.
Yeah, on blank.
Yeah.
That's good to know, Judy. That's funny. I'll have to go back and tinker with that. But as you can see, this one is a blank page as well. So if you view the page source and then control find and user supplied content. Hey, look at this. You get coordinates. Everything between the exclamation points is hidden text on the page. It's invisible ink. It's there, but it's not. It's only in the page source But look, see, you just got Corbin's. We don't have to worry about it anymore. Put those in and roll on with life, right?
Yeah.
No. That's why this one has so many incorrect answers in the certitude. But like I told you earlier, if you highlight the page, you notice how these are all different lengths out. And so if you go back to the cache page, and though the coordinates here are close, right? So if you go back to the page and you look, you're looking for North 40 and West 073. And so when you go to here, you have this is 4 and this is 0. Right? So you have 40 and 073. So line 522. So line 520 is 0. And then 7, and then, what did I say, 2? It's 3. So line 520 is 0. So you got 4, 0, and then you have to count the spaces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? So for 5... let's see, that's 0. So this is going to be 2, right? So 5, 2, this will be 1, and then you 2, 2, 2, right?
Yeah.
So line 513 is 4, line 514 is 0, and then you got to count the spaces in between all of the numbers and the space at the end for line 515, right? And then two, one, two, two. And then you have a 0. This is 7. This is 3, then a 4, this sticks out 1. And so in this, you can figure out how wide, if you look at like 522 and 523 or 516 and 517, these two lines, that distance that is there is the distance for one space, right? So that is one space in the HTML code that it is showing you. So when you're trying to figure this out, you're like, so this is 4 and 0. 0 still has something there as a placeholder, but there's no space after that. But every line has to have something in the HTML code. It just doesn't have a value. This is the value for 0. So line 514, even though there's one space in blue in the highlighted HTML, that's a 0. The same as line 520, that is a highlighted 0, right? Whereas line 517 is a 1, right? So as you go through, you got 40, then you got to count the spaces here. What is it? 5, 2, 1, 2, 2, right? And then this is a 0. You know that the degrees are never going to change. So there's 0, 7, 3, right? And then 4, 8, and then whatever the rest of this ends up being, right? You know, you can figure it out from there. It's not hard. But this was the first one that when I realized, oh, hey, this actually, you don't have to copy this and paste it into Word, though you can, not telling you not to. I'm giving you a way, not the way, right? This is how I solved this puzzle, was when I realized this. I then started to figure out how much blue each space was. And by figuring out that the north coordinates, very first digit starts on line 513, and the last digit in the westerly coordinates was on 527, you could then space it out and kind of work it backwards, because you knew 40 and you know 073. So line 520 is 0, 521 is 7, 522 is 3, right? And so this is a way that you can hide that stuff in the HTML, is just you get there and just hit the space bar so many times and then hit the enter key. Space bar so many times and hit the enter key. Or if your value is a 0, you just hit the enter key again and go down. He tries to throw you off a little bit with the coordinates in the middle of it. But this isn't like the first one that we looked at that had two different sets of coordinates and then some other words in there to kind of get in your way and mess you up. This one is a little easier to see how to solve the puzzle. And that's how I solved it. I just came down here and highlighted all of this. And once I realized that this was the coordinates, that's how I got to it. Clear as mud, Tom?
Clear as mud. Where? I'm looking where that thing's hidden. That's kind of an interesting area.
Oh, for the final?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's there near like a traffic circle looking thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a big round circular street out there, but and it's just off in the woods. He talks in the, once you get the certitude in the answer, he gives you some more descriptive hints. He's had to move it a couple of times because it's been found and muggled and moved around some. But apparently there's some very interesting building that you need to go look at while you're there. It used to be closer to the building, and he's had to move it away from the building so that it would survive long term. So, yeah.
It's like back in the day, that might have been a train station.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, it's just covered in graffiti.
Yeah, whatever the building is.
At least by people who know how to paint, though. I mean, if you're going to do graffiti, at least do it well.
That's right. Be good at it. Be a talented and artful vandal.
Yeah.
Don't just go...
If you can't be good at it.
That's right. That's right. Don't just, you know, we don't need any more crude, phallic shaped, just spray painted objects. Be good at it. Make it tasteful and whatnot. Although Miss Mandy in Ohio, she sure does like to find all of the all of the crude graffiti. I like, come on now, take some art classes, be talented. And then that's how you end up getting hired to like spray paint some mural in like downtown Phoenix or some craziness, right? We've got a couple of those. There's a Adventure Lab series that highlights some of that. But yeah, if you can't be good at it.
Pelham Parkway. Wow. Pelham Bay.
So, all right, that's all we got for you tonight. We somehow filled up an hour and 15 minutes with a whole lot of nothing.
With a whole lot of nothing. We started with nothing, and that's what we ended up with.
So, yeah. Hey, want to give a shout-out to John, old Pizza Ninja. We couldn't do what we do without him. He is out there in the background. He puts all of the stuff up on our social media. He creates the pictures and stuff for the theme shows that we have. He gets the show ready for us. And then he comes in behind us and takes the audio and loads it onto Podbeam for us. And he is a lifesaver for a couple of us technology challenged individuals. So we couldn't do what we do without
woohoo, thank you for the
without show. John. So thanks, John. We appreciate you, sir.
We'll buy you a pizza next time we see you.
That's right. A dill pickle pizza. It is going to happen. We're going to find a dill pickle pizza and me and John will sit and have a dill pickle pizza and a refreshing beverage to go with it. So, yeah, that's all we got for you. Tom, any last thoughts?
Yeah. Thank you, Melanie. Look over there in the comments.
There you go. Thanks, Melanie. A super sticker. Love it. All right. And that's it for us. Mega season is around the corner. So help you have plans to attend some and whatnot. What were you going to say, Tom?
If you got a topic you want us to cover, send it in.
Absolutely. Next,
you know, we only think of so much ourselves. In this show, we had nothing. Of course, we turned nothing into something, but a couple days ago, we had nothing. We didn't even have a topic.
That's right, nothing. And we still have nothing. All right, so next show is going to be April 2nd. And we're going to do a show for some puzzles in the greater Flagstaff area. Jill Woodstock 20 is coming up this year, and it is being held in Flagstaff. They're like hovering just under 1,900 Williton's. So we figure with that many people showing up to Flagstaff, Arizona, we're going to grab a couple of the puzzles in the area, look them over, help you solve them so that while if you are one of the many who are going to be attending, you can like, then. Like
that guy.
I will be. Are you going to be there?
I missed. 2008 was my first one I went to. No, 2010. I always get this wrong. 2010 was the first one I went to, and I haven't missed one yet.
All right. So I'll see you there. I'm picking up my buddy Smilemakers. He's flying in from Wyoming to Vegas. We're going to pick him up from the casino airport and drive down. We've got an Airbnb we're staying at, but we've got some puzzles to solve. And or I've got some puzzles that I've already solved, and he's got a bunch of challenge caches that he wants to go after. But we're going to help you, the audience, by solving or helping you figure out how to solve some of the puzzles in the greater Flagstaff area so that if you're one of the many who are attending, you can go and grab some of these puzzle caches while you're in the area. So that is what next month's show on the 2nd of April is going to be about.
Cool. Then I'll be prepared this year.
That's right. We'll be ready. All right. So that's it for tonight. Let me see. Somewhere there's an outro. Oh, Puzzle Talk closing right there. All right, guys. Y'all have a good night. We will see y'all next month.
See you later.